Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. I know the music sounds somber, melodious, but we're going to talk philosophy today. What philosophies do you need to take with you into the world so that you can excel at the level you deserve? I'm Bill Caskey. Welcome to my podcast. Hey everybody, Bill Caskey. Glad you're joining me today. If you've not given a review, go to iTunes. We'd love it. It helps us distribute this, and the more reviews we have, the better for the podcast, and the more ears we can get this into. You know, one thing that I have not done recently, and I want to make this available to you for a period of time, and this is, here we are, the month of April, so I'd say through the end of June, I'm going to be taking calls. You can book a time with me. If you either are interested in things that we do and see how we might be able to help you on your personal journey to sales success and income success, you can book a call with me at Schedule a Call with Caskey. ScheduleACallWithCaskey.com. We will put it in the show notes. Or if you are a VP of sales or CEO and you have a team and you say, man, I'd love for my team to really ratchet up their performance and be excellent at what they do, let me talk to Bill. You can do that. There's no obligation. All I would ask is that you're serious about growth and committed to not necessarily spending money, but you're committed to your own growth. And then we'll work through some of the options because we have several. So schedule a call with Caskey.com. And I'll be saying that from time to time. Today, I want to talk about philosophy. And I know this is a topic that doesn't get a lot of airtime usually, either on podcasts or in coaching and in training. And yet, I have seen it make a huge difference in people. I've got a program called the High Achiever Mentoring Program, and it is for high achievers, obviously, by the name. And one of the things that we do in it is we talk about our philosophy. And I know that it's difficult if I were to come up to you on the street and say, hey, Bobby Joe, give me your philosophy on life. It's going to be a little bit of a tough question to answer. You haven't really thought about it. It's not something you have committed to your memory. But I'm wondering if we should. I think we should. And I want to give you today 5 philosophies that you can try on for size. Since I don't have the luxury of working through this with you on a coaching call, I want to give you some ideas to plumb around a little bit, ruminate on, see if they make sense. There are more in my system than 5, but I want to start with 5 today and then give you a chance to weigh in. You can reach me. Just go to the LinkedIn page, my LinkedIn page. You can direct message me there. So let me define philosophy first. Philosophy is our underlying thinking of the way things work. You could call them principles, attitudes, beliefs, opinions, perspectives. I mean, there's lots of different words that would fit into it. I like philosophy because it to me gives a little bit more gravitas to it, a little bit more serious meaning to how do you look at life and how do you look at achievement and sales and whatever role you play. It could be account management. Maybe you're a client success person. Maybe you're a president of a company. Doesn't have to be sales, but I know in the business world, customer acquisition is predominantly what I work in with my corporate clients and also one-to-one and group clients. So I'm going to hold it to that. But to be honest with you, some of these things would actually apply to virtually any kind of business function that you're in. I think philosophy is important because I think it can change you on a dime. So instead of learning all these, you know, if they say this, you say that, and if they give you this objection, you handle it this way, and here are the 17 check marks to make sure you cover in the first call. It always felt, and it still does, probably more so now, and I know it does to other people, it always felt so complicated. Why do we make this business of selling so damn complicated? It's easy. It's really an easy, it's the easiest business in the world if you know how to think. If you don't know how to think, the profession gets very complex and very clunky. And then what happens is you abandon all this learning because it makes no sense and it's hard to embrace and all these 17 steps and 14 boxes and decision trees and all that crap. I just hate that stuff. I'm going on a little rant here, but I just think it's stupid. It's stupid. If you're in the profession of selling to really help people solve problems, then that should be one of your philosophies. I'm here to help. If there's no help to be given, I'm moving on. It's like when you are in a hurricane ravage zone, you go down, you're with the Red Cross, you go down to help people. If you see a city that is untouched, you're not going to spend any time in that city. You're going to move on to the cities that have been destroyed or decimated, and you're going to go pitch in and help there. It's a form of triage in a way. And if a prospect comes to me and they don't have a problem that they deem worth solving, why would I spend any time with them? I'm not being mean to them. I just don't want to spend time. That's a philosophy that you have to have. So the idea here is that we want to make selling, professional selling, as simple as we can. And I hear this a lot from account managers. Actually, you know, when I look at my client base, a high percentage of them are not really, don't even consider themselves in sales, but they're in account development, account management, client success. And yes, they do sell. They do sell because they solve problems. So let me give you five philosophies here that I believe in and I have asked my clients to embrace. And if you can't embrace these, you're probably not a good fit for me and the work that we do. If you can kind of get there on several of them, you might be. But if you absolutely say, oh, no, none of these are really, I don't believe any of these, then we're probably not a fit together. And that's cool, too. Number one, not everyone is worth my time. Not every prospect is worth your time. Not every client is worth your time. Your time is a commodity that has enormous value. You can either spend it chasing people who will never buy, or chasing or trying to grow clients who are never going to grow or don't even appreciate the work you do, and you know, just a bad vibe. I mean, think about how many clients you've had over the years that it just doesn't fit. And yet we've tried to make it work, square peg, round hole scenario. And my point is, not everyone is worth your time. Not every strategic partner, not every client, not every prospect, not every friend. I mean, you can take this in a lot of different directions. But you have to first believe that your time is of the essence, that your time is valuable. You only have so much of it. I'm not saying to don't be generous, by the way. I think you can be generous with your time and still believe that not everyone is worth all of your time. And that goes for prospecting. Number two, philosophy is fear holds us back. Once you buy into that, and by the way, it's true, but I know that fear is one of those words that people don't even want to discuss. It like creates all sorts of anxiety. But the fact is, fear holds us back. It could be fear of success, which I know you might not believe exists, but it certainly does. It might be the fear of what others will think of us, so you don't do something because you're not sure what the world is going to think if you do it. Well, that's fear and anxiety, and then you'll never do it, and then you'll never see if the world, maybe the world would love it, or maybe 80% of the world will love it, and you're worried about the 20% who won't, which you shouldn't worry about anyway, but fear holds us back. If that's a philosophy you have, and you feel like you're not in the place where you want to be long-term from an income standpoint or revenue or whatever KPI you're using, then it's easier to look at fear and say, where am I afraid? Where am I anxious? Where am I operating within my comfort zone? But if you don't believe fear holds you back, you're never going to look for that. You'll always look for, well, I need to acquire this skill, or I need to acquire that skill, or I need to have a better YouTube video, or I need to have a faster website. You'll go down the wrong path. The right path to go down when you're not achieving at the level you want And this goes for VPs of sales and CEOs, presidents too. If you're leading a team and they're not where they want to be, look for fear first. Look for anxiety first. That's the first thing you look for, because that's where the answer starts. Now, there might be other things you need, might need to acquire some skills, but look for fear first. Number three philosophy, you have a genius zone, stay in it. You have a genius zone, spend as much time as you can in it. I'll tweak that a little bit. I learned about this concept of zone of genius from Gay Hendricks, not personally, but he's written several books. He's a really good author. He publishes on Hay House. And he's a spiritual advisor and kind of a high-achieving guy. He's very unique. And Gay talks about the zone of genius. And that simply, you can probably imagine, is you have certain things that you're just damn good at. You're not just good at, you're passionate about. You lose your sense of time when you're doing them. That's your zone of genius. I don't have a zone of genius in a lot of things, but I do in certain things. And so the recommendation is, and the philosophy is, I need to find a way to spend more of my time in my zone of genius and less of my time outside of it. It doesn't mean stay in your lane, by the way. I think that's a little bit different. I'm not a big fan of stay in your lane, because I think you have to experiment and try new things. And sometimes your zone of genius might change over time, or your passions might change. You might have loved doing A for 20 years, and then one day you wake up and you're like, A doesn't really excite me anymore. B and C excite me. We'll pursue it. Innovate. Let your instincts guide you. Let your gut help the world unfold in front of you so that you can find that genius zone and stay in it. I see this a lot with sales professionals where zone of genius is they're really good at finding and solving problems, and they're really good at relationships. They're not good at cold calling. And yet they spend a lot of their time in prospecting mode. And I say, no, find somebody to put you in front of these people where you can activate your zone of genius. But don't spend a lot of time on stuff that's not paying off and is really not what you're good at. Number four philosophy. Detachment gives you the ultimate freedom. Detachment is the idea that I'm not entangled and enslaved and hostage to results. I am not. I am interested in doing my best, innovating, caring about people, being curious and inquiring about their needs and pains and problems. But at the end of the journey, I'm not attached to people doing business with me. And that has given me great freedom. It gives my clients great freedom. That's probably one of the things that if you talk to my client base over the years, it's been the biggest difference for them is the ability to detach from outcomes. And I've gotten flack from this. I've told you about on this podcast and others from other trainers who don't like that. I don't know why it touches them so deeply. It's like sometimes I feel like these trainers of the 80s and 90s and the last century, and even currently, there's a lot of attachment. You know, you've got this prospect in front of you. You got to close him. And it's, I think, really? Is that where we are? 2022, 2023, we're in that mode where technology hasn't helped us to seed the ground so that when a prospect gets in front of us, they want to do business with us. We haven't used any of that. So now all we're relying on is pressure. Is that where we are? And I don't think that's where we are. It's not where my clients are. So I want you to consider the idea of detaching from the outcomes. Easier said than done, absolutely. But there are ways to do that. And again, if you're interested in how to do that with your team, you can go schedule a call with Caskey, and I'll be glad to walk you through a little bit of that. Philosophy number five is guiding pays more than convincing. I want you to embrace the belief that you being a guide on another human being's journey pays more, and I'm not just talking income pays more in well-being, pays more in brand and reputation. Being a guide pays more than being a persuader or a convincer. Help people get from where they are to where they want to be. The only way you know where they are and where they want to be is to inquire and to make the situation and the surroundings safe for them to share those things with you. Because sometimes those things can be very emotional. where I am now can be a very emotional state, especially if you're in prospecting mode. You have to a little bit earn that trust to ask that question. And I don't think it takes 9 calls to earn it. But you can't just waltz in off the street and say to somebody, well, where are you right now? What are the biggest problems? What are your pains? What are your circumstances? And where would you like to get? If you don't have really good rapport, you have to have really good rapport. There's ways to do that. Again, not taking 9 hours to do it. But ultimately, that's what I want to know, because I need to know what the map looks like, where the destination is, what they want to accomplish long term, so that I can build, I as the guide, build the journey. I'll build the milestones. I'll help navigate the roadblocks along the way. And if you can be the guide and embrace that philosophy, it changes everything in the sales process. I don't like the term "it changes everything," but it kind of does in this case. I don't think where you bank changes everything, like the bankers will say, or I don't think what chips you eat change everything, or whether it's Arby's that changes everything. But I do think there are certain philosophies that could, and this is one, is if you see yourself as the guide. So I hope those 5 philosophies, let me review them really quickly. Not everyone is worth your time. Number 2, fear holds us back. So that's the first place you should look if you're not achieving the results you want. 3, you have a genius zone. Stay in it. 4, detachment gives you the ultimate freedom. And 5, guiding pays more than convincing. I've got several more of these, and maybe share them in subsequent episodes. Once again, schedule a call with Caskey if you want to get on my calendar and chat a little bit about how I might be able to help you